Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, welcome into the Friday edition of Sports Talk. We're going to be wrapping things up at 6:30 to get to pregame coverage of LSU baseball at Missouri. But the big one tonight in the city, Pelicans taking on Sacramento for the sixth time this season, play-in tournament game. It's all on the line. You win, you're on to the playoffs. You lose, you get to stay home and the season's over.
Yeah. And I try not to be a negative person, but man, it just feels like the stars have aligned for we have to talk about how the Pelicans ended their season.
No, don't say it.
Losing to a team they've beaten five times in a row. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, we'll get some positivity into this conversation. Going to welcome in Ollie Cosell, NBA writer who covers the Pels. How you been, Ollie?
What's up, man?
Been all right, Steve, but I can feel those emotions, right? I mean, look, Pelicans in baseball terms are down to their last out.
Yep.
This is their last and final, right, third chance to just win one game, get in the playoffs.
Just curious, your overall impression of the team, getting to see them at practice, shoot around. What's the whole vibe with this unit right now? I'd imagine they got to be pretty fired up, anxious to prove that they can win without Zion in the lineup.
Yeah, you know, before yesterday's practice, I was worried, right, about this team in general. You didn't like the vibes coming out of that loss afterwards, like post-game and such. But I tell you what, haven't I taken an extra day off, right? These guys took a full day off after that Lakers loss and went back to work yesterday in practice. You could tell that kind of helped, right, clear their minds, get refocused and such. And I even saw, you know, Zion Williamson, he was already starting on his rehab work. He was sitting there talking to everybody. And I don't know if anybody knows, but when Zion's previously had an injury, he's been out the building.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't see him. So that was a positive sign. And like I said, I saw all the players individually working. For instance, C.J. McCollum, Brandon Ingram, they were working together in post-practice. So you know they're going to be looking to do some things together in the game. Trey Murphy was going 2-on-3, 1-on-2, because that's something that's going to be open for him, right? The Kings are probably going to close out on him hard. He's going to have driving lanes, and he was working on that. So, like I said, I liked what I saw.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess, you know, silver line, I came to this super negative, so I'll turn and be a little positive. You know, one of the benefits of having to be without Zion each of the last 2 years is you at least have an understanding of what it takes to play without him. And in instances where you lose your star, a lot of times you're like, well, where are we going to get our offense from? How are we going to operate? It has to give them, the players, the coaches, at least some level of comfortability knowing, well, we've been here before. We've had success here before, maybe not last year, but 2 years ago with basically the same roster. So, I mean, that has to give some level of confidence, right?
Right. That's what I talked to Willie Green about yesterday. I'm like, you know, it's unfortunate how many games Zion's missed in his career during your tenure, but you've also kind of gotten used to it. So he said, yeah, you can fall back on the things they've done in the past. There's a hierarchy in place. Right, Brandon Ingram's now going to be running the offense. And when he gets double, he's going to make the right pass, just like he did when they played without Zion, when they were in Sacramento and whipped him, right, early January. So this team can win without him. And I know that it's so hard to even consider, right, beating the same team six times. But I think if the Pelicans could have picked anybody to play with an above 500 record, get into the playoffs, it would have been the Kings for sure. They're just a great matchup for him.
You mentioned in matchups, one I'm looking forward to, a guy that hasn't seen many minutes for the Pelicans of late is Jonas Valanciunas, but with this matchup against Sabonis, I think it's going to be one of the highlights of tonight if the Pels are successful.
Yeah, look, Sabonis, he's an all-NBA type of player, but Jonas knows how to play him. He's physical enough, and he just knows him from their days in Lithuania and what he wants to do. So in their matchups, he's always forced him to go to his weaker hand, right? He doesn't want to do anything with going right, shooting right-handed. He always wants to go left, a lot like Zion. And Jonas knows that, but he forces him to do so. And, right, he's physical enough. That's where Sabonis really lives, right? Banging bodies. And that's why I think the Kings swept the Lakers this year. He was able to push Anthony Davis around. You can't do that with Jonas. So, yeah, Jonas has averaged about, what, 26, 27 minutes a game against the Kings. Maybe it'll even be higher tonight. Because you've got to, right, you've got to stop their two big guns. You got to stop Sabonis from wreaking havoc in the lane, making a lot of nice passes. And then, of course, Fox. You got to lock him down. But the Pelicans have been able to do that this year, right? So that's why I said I feel good about the matchup in particular. I don't want to hear about the 5-0 because you're right. You're tempting fate. But, no, on paper it looks good.
You know, going back to what you're talking about with Ingram, you know, it's not typical that you'll get to the end of a, you know, massive game in your season and one of your two, three stars, like legitimate superstars, is not on the floor, and it's not because of an injury. It's because he was just not playing well. And I guess I wonder, you know, what is your read on that situation? Because that's got to be something that he's not a huge fan of, right? Obviously, he probably understands the situation, and the Pelicans made a huge comeback. But, you know, these guys have pride. These guys are competitive. You know, how do you think he responds to that, and how do you think that's been kind of handled in the aftermath of that game?
Yeah, in the moment, he didn't like it. You could tell by the body language. He left the arena early, something atypical for him. But from what I was told, he was back in the gym on their off day, first thing in the morning, working on his game, working on getting, you know, breaking a sweat, basically, getting used to being tired, shooting jumpers. Because I feel like in both of the games that since he's returned from injury, he's had solid to good first quarters, right? The shot was going in. But after that, he just, you know, has been effective. So I think that's the biggest thing. Just getting the confidence, the win back. And it sounds like to me that he's just taken the complete right approach following that, of course, that loss and where he didn't play, close out the game. Because, you know, it's got to be tough, guys, right? It's one thing to sit when you're typically closing, but it's another when Zion went out of the game with injury, and yet he still didn't go in, right? So I'm sure he went through all those negative thoughts. I know Willie talked to him, he said afterwards. So that's all in the past. You don't have to worry about any of that lingering over.
Ollie, wondering if the Pelicans heard the talk shows, the fans calling in. The fact I saw Shoot Around was in the arena today trying to hopefully help out those home court advantage woes that they've had. I guess you could look at maybe, you know, getting some shots in the arena early today. Mm-hmm. Hopefully helps out in the long run with this team, with their ineptitude it's been in the home of late. Can't afford a sixth straight loss at home at this point.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised they haven't done this earlier before, especially for big games here down the stretch, right? Because in the past, they actually would hold some shoot-arounds in Smoothie King Center. But I'm trying to remember if Willie has ever done it. I want to say no, but other coaches have. And for a lot of the same reasons we're talking about it now, it's not an easy gym to shoot in. There's been a lot of players, even home players, that have mentioned that. And I know Mirotić was probably the biggest one because it's just the depth perception, they say, with the background and the lighting. It just somehow messes with some shooters. So I'm with you. Why not get these guys more comfortable, especially on game day? So hopefully, right, this might mean that, hey, the Pelicans have shot, what, I think 45% from three against the Kings all season, so they'll at least hit that level. And you feel like if they come close, they'll probably win this game.
You know, just to kind of go down the path of, okay, this all goes terribly. You know, obviously this is the 84th game of a season. And a season doesn't come down to the result of one game to say this was a good season or a bad season, right? You won 49 games. You improved year over year. Last year you'd have been the 3 seed. This year, because the West is stacked, you're the 7, and now you're competing to be the 8 seed. It's just how it works now. But at the end of the day, and I know Larry Nance talked about this yesterday, and it's like, they're not going to look at this as a failure if they lose this game and they miss the playoffs. But as an observer, it's so difficult, in my opinion, to disassociate that and say that, well, they had this step forward this season and they lost anyway and they didn't make it and they didn't even have a chance to get a playoff series. How do you kind of see that from the kind of larger perspective of what this season was, even if they don't make the postseason bracket?
Yeah, if they lose tonight, look, there is no doubt in my mind that it's going to sting and there's going to be a pit in everybody's stomach, from the front office to the coaching staff to the players. What Larry Nance was saying is you don't want to talk about it before it happens, right? So you can see why I think he answered the way he did. I was staying right in front of him because you don't want to address that. But, yeah, look, they know it. They were at once in fourth. They saw how they could, you know, beat a lot of these good teams, how they beat a lot of teams by double digits. They saw the potential of this team, especially once Zion got his conditioning together, started really being more dependable. Right, those first two and a half months, he wasn't. And we saw it, right, especially on national TV. But since that time, he's turned it on. You see some other players, like, for instance, the way Herb Jones has shot the ball, the three ball. I think Jose's made strides. So there's a lot of individual positives. But, again, that's not something you think about in the aftermath. Maybe it'll take a week. I'm not sure. But, yeah, look, it can't be deemed a success because your ultimate goal of making the playoffs, you didn't make it. For whatever reasons, it's not going to sit well, like I said, with everybody. But over time, you realize that, okay, you got the 49 wins. Okay, if Zion can start a season, you know, in full 100% condition, and some of these other guys like Trey Murphy doesn't have an injury that basically derails his whole season, if you can get past stuff like that, then who's to say this team can't win mid-50s, right? Something along those lines. Get a center that maybe fits Willie Green and his schemes more, right? So, on the other hand, you can be positive, but I think we'll probably have to wait a few weeks for that to kind of talk.
Well, Ali, appreciate the time as always, and hopefully the next time we're talking, it's about the round one matchup against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, look, I think they can beat the Kings. I honestly really do. And OKC is not the worst matchup. And here's the thing. If I saw Zion already rehabbing, sometimes with hamstrings and tears of the muscles, you need to give at least some rest, right? The fact that I already saw him putting resistance, playing with resistant bands, that's a good sign. So if they could somehow make it a series, push it to 6-7, maybe there's a chance that Zion could either come at the end of that series or for the next one, right? I mean, that's why you have to hold out hope.
There you go. Feed that positivity. Shut down, Jeff.
I like it.
Thanks again, Ali. Be talking to you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
Taking a break. Be right back. Closing out Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, gearing up for LSU baseball taking on Missouri. LSU's head coach Jay Johnson had a show earlier this week, gave a little preview of those other Tigers. Here's what he had to say about Missouri.
Anytime you have a first-year coach, you know, there's usually pretty solid energy out of the team. And, you know, everybody likes to start over and root for the new guy and all those types of things. And Coach Jackson is a really good coach. Obviously, people in Baton Rouge know that. He was at Southern. And they played with a lot of energy. Obviously, got a big series sweep over Florida at home 2 weeks ago. It's very big for their program. They pitch the ball well. You know, Carter Rustad, feel like he's been in college forever, has a really good arm. And then their Saturday guy, Javon Pimentel, actually, you know, pitched for me at Arizona for a season, you know, before transferring to Missouri. So those guys have done a good job for them and have kept them in games. And they've played a little better at home than they have on the road, which is, you know, pretty standard operating procedure for everybody in our league. So it's going to be a tough battle and obviously a really important one for, you know, how this 2024 season ends up.
LSU head coach Jay Johnson as the Tigers get ready to take on the Tigers in Columbia, Missouri.
Go Tigers.
Man, guys, I mean, this is pretty much do or die for the LSU Tigers this weekend when it comes to any chances of NCAA hopes.
Yeah, this is rough. This is a rough time.
Considering, obviously, all the success they had last year.
I mean, like, do they miss the tournament entirely? Like, they're on the fringe of that right now, right?
I mean,
they should win some games over the measure of the season. And like, there should be – like, they'll have every advantage given to them in terms of, you know, a bubble team is going to get some help when you're the reigning champion and they want that storyline in the – in the tournament anyway, right?
Right, but Charlie, they need to, what, like 10 more wins right now?
They're not even on the bubble right now. Yeah. They have a lot of work to do to get onto the bubble.
Yeah.
So 13, 14 wins in SEC play gets you there.
Yeah.
Like 14, I think, puts you in. 13 is probably in.
Right.
Like that's kind of more bubble-ish. 12, you're definitely hard on the bubble. So, yeah.
Yeah, you only got three right now.
A ton of work to do.
Yeah, you're like a thumbtack on the bubble. Yeah, it's ugly, man. They won. That helps.
Yeah, hopefully they can start turning things around right now. You got a matchup against Missouri this week, and then the following weekend, you're taking on Auburn. Two matchups against two Tigers that are also not that great in SEC play.
If you can't turn it around now,
it's going to be over, Doc.
It's not getting turned around.
Thanks for joining us this Friday, folks. Gearing up for LSU baseball, like I said, and good luck to the Pelicans taking on the Sacramento Kings for a sixth time this season. Just wild considering that, but go for a sixth victory over the Kings. So go Pels, and hopefully we're talking Monday about the Sunday game against the OKC Thunder and for round one of the playoffs. Coming up right now, though, LSU baseball taking on Missouri. Have a great one, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.